Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's December 10, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and I'm here with
Mikisela.
And yeah, so we're here for our Thursday night New Earth Support Team call. We've got 33 team members showing on the screen already, and more will probably roll in. So as always, what we do tonight and every Thursday night, unless interrupted, and I should probably mention this. Here we are on December 10th. We're going to do one more on the regular Thursday night, but the last two are going to be moved up a day. So the 23rd and 30th will be Wednesday nights, because otherwise they'd fall on like Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And those are not probably optimal dates. So just know that starting on the 23rd, the last two newer support team calls in December are going to be on Wednesday night instead. That's already up on the blog post on astroshaman.com. Mm-hmm. Just a heads up for those who are going to be there live. All right. So what we do here is we start by calling in our allies and setting a beautiful sacred space, and then we'll all enter embodied awakening together the best we can. And then we'll relax, and the allies, as always, will show up, and they will move energy in a way that will support this wonderful awakening new age we're in the middle of. So we, at that point, just chill and relax, and we are made use of by these beautiful divine beings, and we've been doing this for months, and every single time, we individually and collectively get all these blessings and upgrades and healings. They basically want us to be at our very best so we can serve better. So it's a huge win for everybody. So that's what we're up to. So my request, as always, is please make this the only thing you're doing. And what I say here applies not only to you live folks, but on the recording. Please do not multitask while you're doing these events. These calls typically run about an hour, the newest support team calls. So that's so you can have a better experience when your attention is on this only. You will have more bliss, ecstasy, and you'll serve better. And we all co-create this. I use the word co-create in the email deliberately because we all make it together. So you are affecting everybody else, whether you're live or on the recording. So please make this the only thing you do. Act as if you're right here in the room with us live. And that attitude will give you the best outcome and will serve everyone and everything else as well. So.
Aho.
Aho. Anything you wanted to put on the front end before we call the energy in?
No, not right now.
Would you like to set the pitch for our directions?
Sure.
So y'all just relax and receive the energies.
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti.
Do you want to go first or second on the allies?
Sure, I'll go first. Okay. I call myself to myself. All timelines, all realities, all dimensions. Calling my soul star. Breathing in, breathing in, breathing in. Calling my well-worn ancestors. Calling the spirit of medicine. Calling Mama Gaia. Calling the elementals. Calling the crystal beings. Calling Amma G. Calling Baba G. Calling White Buffalo Calf Woman. Isis. calling my dragon. Calling bear, owl, hummingbird. Thank you. And so it is.
So it is. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Saint Germain, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma, our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Eagle, Condor, Fox. We call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Moo, West, Jeremy, Lisa, Deborah. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So be it. McKeesla, how's that container feel?
It feels well. It feels very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels really vibrant. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have our container. Let's do some embodied awakening. As always, I'll give a complete instruction set because there's almost always someone new. So what we're about to do is call our higher self into our human self to attain embodied awakening, also known as walking between the worlds or the marriage of heaven and earth. And metaphorically, it's as if instead of your human driving the car, it slides to the passenger seat so your divine can drive. However, your human can take the wheel back anytime it likes if it doesn't like the divine's driving, and the divine will step out immediately with no fuss. So your human self is safe. There is no danger or risk, and it's instantly reversible if you want your control back from the human level. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you know what to do through intuition much more, and more bliss. So if all that sounds juicy, then let's do it now. So I invite you, you're about to speak to your higher self, and I invite you now to repeat these words after me, speaking to the higher self. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
That's all of it. Let it go and now relax into passive breath awareness, or if you're energetically sensitive, just feel the energy moving. The point is your attention is on something that is not mental, but only experiential. Breath or energy awareness, whichever is easiest. And you're completely passive. This means ideally no willpower, no effort, no making anything happen. You're not stopping anything from happening either. There's no deliberate visualizing or imagining. All that stuff is effort. You're just relaxing and being passive and feeling breath or energy, and you're letting the divine do every bit of it for you. Just chill. As you're doing this, if you happen to get distracted, which means your attention is somewhere other than your chosen focus, don't fight that distraction. Don't try to change it. Let it be just as it is with no resistance, because guess what? That's an uninvited guest, and you don't have to pay it any more mind. Instead, relax back into your breath or your energy awareness very gently, very persistently. If the distraction continues, just let it do its thing while you do your thing, just passive awareness of breath or energy. And boy, we're getting pretty sweet in this field. A lot of people are in that state already. So how do you know if you hit embodied awakening? Simple. The following four things are all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If that's your state, you're in embodied awakening. So many of us are there. And again, we feel not only the live callers, we feel the folks on the recordings, even if you're doing it years after the original event. So pretty sweet field. A lot of people in this state already. Y'all just hang out there and your vibration will make it easier for everyone else to get here. If you're not yet in embodied awakening, then there's one more little nuance that can help. And that is to discover what's the least effort that makes the breath awareness work. So let's start by going, if you're not already in embodied awakening, then please drop to zero effort and just be for a moment. So staying at zero effort, notice, is there breath awareness already or is there not? If even at zero effort, you have even some awareness of breath, zero is all you need. Stay there. If there's no breath awareness at all at no effort, then put a tiny bit of effort back in the mix and keep adding very tiny bits of effort until you just barely notice the breath again, and then hang out at that very minimal level of effort. Any effort beyond that will slow things down. You want to use just enough effort to feel breath, whether that's zero or just a little bit. So you can kind of go back and forth, play a little bit with effort level until you say, oh, there's my sweet spot right there. And then just rest in that very small amount of effort to feel breath and just relax into that. And boy, it's getting, a lot of people are getting there more. There's, it's even getting sweeter. Yeah. So let's hang out here just a moment longer, give everyone a chance to get into the embodied awakening. Okay, the field is stable. Well done, guys. So even if you didn't quite make it there, stay with us. You can still serve. It's just easier to do it from an awakened state. And that's why we do that first, to just make it easier for everyone and make our service more effective. But we'll proceed whether you made it there or not. And boy, okay, there goes the energy movement. So at this point, Mikisla and I stop any ego effort and we just relax and we become your empathic tour guides, because the divine is now running the show. So we have so many beautiful, benevolent beings of light here. And so here's the deal. Mikisla and I, as guided, will narrate our perception of what's happening. It could be, though, that you're having something completely different happen, which is perfect. So if you are having a unique experience that does not match our narration, go with what's happening spontaneously for you. Do not try to match our description. A lot of times people get unique experiences that are perfect in that moment for them. So just be with what's happening. We just narrate what the majority are experiencing.
I'm experiencing a deepening of our field. Perhaps within you, you might feel a deepening of your awakening in the center channel and somewhere in the body or in another field within the body.
Yeah, I'm feeling the energy really strong in my chest. Mm-hmm. From my crown down to my chest, it's really, there's a strong column of energy right there. So strong, it's actually a little bit uncomfortable. And now I'm feeling the hands. So the reason it's uncomfortable is they're flushing stuff up. Big surprise. Okay. So we're starting with some healing work. So wherever you're feeling a level of discomfort, that's deliberate, because you got to feel it to heal it, folks. So just relax into whatever's happening. If you are perceiving the energetic effects, then go to just passively putting your attention wherever the thing is happening. It's also possible that you're in such a surrendered state that your attention is just automatically going where it's needed. And if you're discovering, wow, my attention is self-regulating and going where it needs to be, you don't have to make any effort at all that way. But if it's not automatically running where it needs to go, then just very gently place it wherever the phenomenon is strongest, whether that's really ecstatic or really challenging or whatever, just whatever's strongest, gently, gently rest your attention there, always using just barely enough effort to have the full experience of whatever's happening. Yeah, now the energy's in my whole body. I've phased into feeling more like a being of energy than a being of flesh.
As for me, I have my bare feet on the floor and the energy centers in the eye of the foot, called the nawi. My nawis are open. I remember that term because of the word Maui. It rhymes with nawi. And I feel very, yes, like a very embodied down into my toes. Perhaps some of you are also feeling the same.
Yeah, I'm feeling even more like a being of energy. I'm feeling my beingness expanding out significantly beyond the physical body now. And our group blending is also starting. Some of you who are more sensitive are feeling, our higher aspects are now merging into a single field. It's just kind of starting right now and getting underway. And often it's a both hand. There is some awareness in your individual human self and also some awareness in the blended self, and they can easily both run at the same time. This is not something you try to make happen. You are either in one place or another, or you're spontaneously aware in multiple points and just let it be whatever it is. There's no better or worse. Just go with whatever's happening. So I'm still feeling some very slow drain out my hands, but that flush is slowing down, and it's more about the rising into bliss state now. Yeah. So throughout our work, you want to use the absolute minimum effort needed. No furrowed brows. You want to be relaxed and using just barely enough effort to feel what's happening. Very important while we do this work, do not initiate anything from your ego. Our job here is to relax, to allow, to be the conduit through which spirit works. Pipeline does not make anything happen by itself. It just receives the flow. We are a pipeline now.
I am feeling that we are tapping into the angelic realm. There is a higher vibration, a higher frequency.
I'm also noticing a renewed flush of heavy energy out my hands, and I'm noticing this is not just our personal stuff anymore. We're now being given some heavy energy from the collective to transmute and flush out. If you are relaxed and just let this run, it will all run itself, like in your pipeline, and you will not have anything left when we're done. Nothing will stick. You'll be like Teflon that way. And also, the divine is so intelligent and so observant, they're going to notice each of our individual capacities to process, because there's a multi-level thing happening. Some of the processing is through our individual human bodies. Part of it is through our collective field of joined consciousness. And that's all running at the same time. Again, don't try to focus into one or the other. Relax. They will place your awareness in one or more areas according to highest good. So part of what we learn in this kind of process is to not even try to control awareness, because the awareness will naturally go where it is most needed. So just relax, focus, let spirit focus you, is my recommendation. And I understand I speak in declarative sentences often in these events, but of course you have free will and can do as you wish. But what I'm channeling is going to be usually optimal strategy. So I invite you to do those things. Reminding you again, everything you're doing live or on the recording is impacting everybody else. So please take responsibility for your impact on the process. And please keep your full attention on what we're doing the very best you can. Again, if something arises and you must leave the field, whether live or on the recording, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. They'll do that, and then you can go do what you got to do. But as long as you're in the field, please be fully present. I'm receiving guidance to invite everyone to relax even more. We're actually all being invited now to no effort at all, zero. So just chill. Be completely passive now. I hear something in the mental field, well, how is this service? The nature of the way we serve is for our humans to completely allow. And the divine does sometimes very subtle things that do serve the great awakening. But this isn't your typical, oh, I'm going to point my hands and flow Reiki kind of thing. This is like we relax and it all runs itself. So if you feel like you should be doing something, in this context, being is doing. And I feel someone's still resistant to that idea. I invite you just to try it on. Just give it a few minutes and see what happens. Good. And that heaviness I feel in my feet is that person's resistance training away. Well done. Thank you for giving it a try. Yeah, now there's an expansion of energy, a lightening. Yeah, you can feel that there's a subtle bliss very gradually being added into our awareness. And they're showing me how our rising bliss in our service space here is activating a corresponding rising bliss on the planet, which is helping, of course, to raise the vibration of the earth and bring the golden age a little closer. So they're saying this is as above, so below work. Whatever we experience right now in this near world is being broadcast down to the planet. So basically, the more you can relax and have bliss and ecstasy and euphoria up here and just allow those awesome feelings to be felt by you, that's going to help more people on Earth feel it, which is going to raise the vibration. I'm hearing some people are having the thought arise, I don't deserve this level of bliss, I'm not worthy. What ayahuasca taught me years ago is if you're having the experience in the inner world, you absolutely do deserve it and you are worthy of it. Otherwise, it literally could not be happening. So if there's a conflict between what you're experiencing and your belief about it, I've learned to believe the experience and revise the belief. I'm feeling more heavy energy going out in my feet and hands, and that is some of the heavy energy being sent through us from Earth. And they're showing me this flushing is both individual and collective. Once again, our individual human bodies are being used to transmute energy, each according to their abilities. And the entire field of consciousness we're blended into is also doing that. And they do this about every time. They're thanking us, thanks for showing up. There is work we can only do through live human bodies. And we're providing our human forms to assist in this work.
Being in your highest vibration state as long and as often as possible helps to raise the vibration of the planet, because you are then the divine on earth, just as Jesus and others who have traveled in the same steps. We are being the Christ consciousness. We are the Christ who is to come.
I'm feeling more intensity in my body. And if you're noticing that it's starting to get a little physically uncomfortable, they're once again processing some heavy energy through us, each according to their abilities. If you're having a tendency to resist or tense up, I invite you instead to relax and allow. They are very smart cookies up here, and they're not going to give any of us individually any more heavy energy than we can handle. You will only create suffering for yourself if you resist it or fight it. So whatever you're feeling, however intense it may be, my recommended solution is to relax and allow. And once you stop your individual choice of resistance, the divine will then be able to much more easily just flow through you and transmute whatever part they're putting through you. Again, they will never, ever give you more than you can handle. You are safe here. So if you're feeling any resistance, just try the full opening and relaxing and see what happens.
Just breathe. Just I'm feeling a new frequency, a new vibration coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel it all through my physical body.
My body, all the cells feel like sparklers. They're not hot, they're just bright and shiny.
So your invitation is to relax. You're probably feeling this strongly in your physical body now. And this is purposeful also. They want your body to be sparkly and bright and shiny. And you holding this energy in your physical form, and which will continue after this call's over, is going to, of course, not only feel awesome to you, but will upgrade everything around you.
Exactly.
The frequencies have to be held in physical form to create the shift on the planet. This is embodied awakening work.
Yeah.
That is to be walking around in a human body as divinely conscious as possible. Or more accurately, to be divinely conscious as serves highest good. That's a better phrasing. And chances are there's another awesome awakening around the corner when you're ready for it. Very few of us will hit the ultimate awakening this time around.
This is like going from glory to glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just feel your body. Doesn't that feel amazing? How this beautiful high frequency is just all through you now? Feels awesome. This is an example of how you let them move your consciousness where it needs to be. Right now, most of my awareness is in my physical body. But it's like that frequency we were floating in out of body has come to me in the body. And that's what they're doing now, is they're just raising your body's vibration as high as they can for highest good. Again, without overdoing it, they'll never overwhelm in our work. It's not allowed. It's always within your ability zone.
If this is in any way uncomfortable, allow the mind to focus on the breath and just allow. Just allow. Allow the mind to focus on the breath. That is its job, is to survey what's going on inside and not get trapped in a mind chatter loop. Just allow. You're safe.
So the action is still in the physical body. So just relax and just let, this is a time where we need to have a little patience. It doesn't seem like a lot's happening right now, but in fact, the frequency is just seeping deeper and deeper into your essence. So there's not much drama, but there is a very subtle deepening happening. So just relax and give it the time it needs to do its work. You may notice some releases of heavy energy out your hands or feet as they dig in and kind of flush things as they go. Just relax and allow all of it. Okay, now the heart chakra is being worked and I can feel the heart being expanded into a deeper Christ consciousness, or if you prefer, a heart of unconditional love. So just let them expand that beautiful center in the center of your physical chest, that emotional center, and let that frequency of not the human petty, I'll love you if kind of love, but the unconditional, wow, I just love everything kind of love. For some of you, that means there's going to be some heavy things flushed away that's been blocking the full unconditional love. So allow cleansing and flushing if it happens.
I'm feeling heaviness in my lower dantian. That's also in the second chakra. Just feels heavy. There are some times when energies are flushed up or into our awareness. They also are asking to be seen and held for integration.
Yeah, I'm feeling the physical body energy going to a new level of intensity. And this is slow and subtle, but they're definitely amping it up here. Again, just relax and let them. It may feel pretty intense right now, but just they're not going to give you more than you can do. So just relax and just be with however intense it's getting in your body. Again, this is not just for you. You are being made into a radiator of divine light. And this makes you a walking blessing. As you go out after this, these frequencies will just radiate out and help the entire planet go to a higher vibration.
Noticing some heavy energy coming down the left arm and the left shoulder down through. Oh, wow.
Check to see if you're holding anything back, if you're holding tension or resistance at all, and just Relax and let it all go if you find any. Oh, that's lovely. So I'm still in body, but now my body's all of a sudden, it feels like a swirling galaxy. It's amazing. They're saying macrocosm, microcosm. The universe is just as much within your physical body as anywhere else.
I feel like we are the cosmos made of cosmic juju. Yeah, now I'm back to feeling more sparkly. It's like glitter. There's different colors, but they're so micro, I can barely actually see a color.
And I'm getting sort of a blended effect. There's a lot of bliss, and I'm also aware of some heavy energy clearing. It's all just all happening at the same time. So I recommend you eliminate any preference and just let happen whatever happens, whether it's more ecstatic, a little more challenging, both at the same time. Just let them work their magic through you. Yeah, I'm feeling the body, but now there's a great deal of cosmic consciousness. I have now lots of awareness beyond the physical realm into other dimensions at the same time.
And just as you started speaking that, I felt a shift in it's something about a new interface. We're being in, experiencing a new interface multidimensionally.
I guess we're having an interface service. New frequency, very hard to verbalize, just experience it.
Yeah, it came through to me as with a bit of a fuchsia color, but it was very vaguely fuchsia.
Oh, so sweet. Wow. This is the bliss. Enjoy this right here. Wow. Allow yourself to really relax into this bliss. You having the full, deep, awesome experience of it will serve the collective. So sweet, my gosh. I'm now feeling a more definitive grounding into physical body. Mm-hmm. They might be wrapping it up here. We'll see. Certainly feels like it. Yep.
But I'm also feeling that cosmic energy, we have brought that with us. And it is us already. For we all are all things already.
Yeah, so my eyes are open now. Although I'm definitely feeling super altered still. So it looks like they're wrapping up the round of service. Well done, everybody. That was really sweet. Boy, that was, again, was worth everything that came before it, for sure. And it's still here. All right, so we're going to open the floor to feedback. So we'll make sure that is set up for that. Yep. So anybody who wishes to speak, you can simply unmute yourself. If you're on a web device, just, okay, here's Lori. Hi, Lori.
Oh, hey, Benjamin, can you hear me?
We can.
Well, good. I actually was just trying to get the video back and managed to unmute myself. So I guess I'll just speak.
As you wish.
Yeah, first I would just like to say much gratitude and thank you to you for doing this, for hearing the call to service and following through. So let me give you a big namaste on that account.
Thank you.
And I have to disclose I'm a naughty participant at first in that I'm multitasking, checking email. And this is, I've had this pattern now several times with participating in your stuff. So I start, going through emails, delete, check, whatever. And you're talking. And then at some point it transitions very nicely to where my breath suddenly becomes hungry, as it were. And I have to start breathing more. And all the while I'm being naughty, I do feel this movement sort of up around the back of my head somewhere. Movement, that's not the right word. Energy, change, vibration. And then at some point it totally replaces and I'm in the spot and with you all full presence, and the secretary has finally finished. And then this is interesting. I get a massive invisible craniosacral therapy session in my chair here somehow.
Sweet.
Just if you've ever had those and somebody holds your still point and then this movement and shifting all happens in the spinal fluid. Mm-hmm. So without anybody else, I'll just get a whole big situation of that. Sometimes all the way down to my thoracic spine, I feel it, and I just have to move and keep breathing heavily. And in this case, I was joined by a calico cat named Mitzi who wanted to participate as well. So
nice.
She's trying to serve the cosmos too.
Yay, Mitzi.
Thank you.
Thanks for the feedback, Lori. Yeah, I appreciate your honesty and also really encourage everyone to please only do this when you're doing this. If you feel a need to do email, it would be better actually to ask them to remove you from the field until you're done and then come back into the field, because it does affect everybody. So we did well anyway, but just we love to optimize the field the best we can. Thank you so much, Lori. We really appreciate you being here.
Okay, be well.
All right, you too.
You too.
All right, now it looks like we have someone else. Well, someone was unmuted and then they muted back. So whoever was unmuted, feel free to unmute yourself again. Pamela, yeah.
Hello. Thank you so, so much. Mine was in my throat and I didn't even know this existed. So I intend to listen to the replay.
Yay.
And follow directions, and I'm learning and very, very excited. So thank you very, very much, both of you.
Oh, thank you. Was this your first time? Was this your first time on one of our calls?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good, beautiful. Good. Well, yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks for being
thank
here.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. All right. So it looks like Marla is here. Hi, Marla.
Hello. Nice to see you both. I had a nice time at the breath work the other night. I couldn't give any feedback then because I was really altered. But tonight, yeah, I just wanted to say I got a lot of flushing through the hands and feet. Like even right now, my arms are very heavy. Like, I mean, I managed to unmute, but besides that, I'm like glued to the chair. Yeah. And so is that a familiar experience for you too? I had a spiritual awakening in Brazil 3 years ago. And then ever since then, I will occasionally be glued to my bed. Mm-hmm. Can you speak to that? Like glued, glowing kind of feeling?
I can, or unless you prefer to.
I can also.
All right, well, I'll lead then.
Go ahead.
When I was early in my ceremonial, like I did, you know, a lot of ayahuasca ceremonies, and that I can remember some ceremonies I just couldn't move, and I was just immobilized by the energy, and I know what you're talking about. However, as I've gained experience and as I've stepped into facilitation like we do here, part of my job is to be able to do things while I'm in altered state. So I am able to do whatever physically needs to happen, even if I'm in, like, even if I'm in an ayahuasca ceremony, I can get up and do whatever technically needs doing, even if I'm fully under the influence of the medicine. So it is possible to function in that state, but it can be a learned skill. Sometimes you just got to do it a lot and get a lot of experience with it, being able to function when you're powerfully altered. Also, I have the benefit, my astrologer has a lot of earth. And I was originally very thick and unable to feel the energy. And I had to, you know, get that sensitivity over time. So my predisposition was to functionality. So it seems to be easier for me than for most people. However, even if you find it difficult, there's nothing wrong with not being able to move as long as there's nothing that has to be done. And if you were in a situation where you actually had to do something, I'm sure the divine would shift things so you could. And in a worst case, you could invoke, I invoke physical functionality so I can do what I got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like I mind it. Is it just a lot of energy? Yeah. Like, is that what it is?
Yeah, what's happening is you're so in that altered realm. Most of you is not really physically oriented. You're mostly aware of the non-physical energy. And that's not related to physical body motion. So you're just being in the energy state, which is lovely. And I believe what happens for most people over time, they more and more integrate that into their physical bodies. And then there's no contradiction between being in a profound bliss state and being able to do your physical stuff at the same time.
Thank you.
Yeah. So here's what you
said. Yeah. So my take on that is a little different. So I can appreciate what you're saying about being glued down to something, because I feel like that a little bit in this chair that I'm sitting in. I literally feel like for me to move is requiring a little more effort than it would be or prior to this phone call. And to me, it is the alignment and the integration process of allowing my higher self, my essence, my true divinity to be saturated into the cells of my body. And that is my goal. In this next year, I am wanting to be as divinely ensembled of divinity. That's my desire. And so that requires getting used to what that feels like to be embodied in this vehicle, which is in this third density going into fourth density space. It's much different. And I can also say quickly that when I came back, and I want to talk about this too when we're done. When I was coming back into my body following my stroke, it took a good 4 or 5 months for me to really make that transition. And the way I'm feeling right now is very similar to feeling that, but it's a little different, but to feeling like all of my cells are a little dancing and scattered and need to just come in more fully. And so perhaps that might resonate and feel familiar to you. And so drink lots of water. Allow the body to absorb and to be saturated, and just be joyful and be happy about your process, especially for your beautiful body that is going through this incredible transition. So I honor you, Marla.
Thank you. I am loving it as well. So it feels delicious. So thank you both.
Nice. Thank you. Okay, so what I'm being called to do, we're nearly at 9 o'clock and we want to honor those who need to depart. So we're going to formally close the work, but we're going to stay on, and actually I'm being told to leave the recording on at least for a little while so we can do a little more Q&A, and those who, well, who get to that point and want to tune out after the formal closing, they can make that choice or stay with the conversation after that.
Actually, I'd like to end say something really quick before we close.
Sure.
Because those that are on this call, that if you've been on this call for a while, I want to give honor. And it still isn't even as deep as I would like it to be, because it's still processing within me. But the most deepest gratitude that I can offer at this moment to all of you, to my higher self and to Benjamin, because tomorrow it is a year since I had my stroke. And I am still digesting and integrating and bringing in to form what is transpiring. And I just want to say thank you to all of you who have been with me and Benjamin during this process. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. I put some good energy in the field, baby. Wow.
Why do you think I'm laughing?
Because you're all blissed out.
Okay,
I get it. All right.
OMG.
All right.
Sorry.
It's good.
Oh, wow. Okay, come back, come in.
Okay, so again, we're gonna close the formal work, and then those who want to hang out a little while longer for conversation and questions can do that, or not. So, do you want to set a pitch?
Sure.
Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a culture in sea, Queechi.
Thank you, allies, for this beautiful chance to serve, and thank you for serving us. Wow, we always get so many gifts when we show up to help out. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those who have been here as part of this process, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. And Makisla and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? 1, 2, 3. Well, before we get back to the conversation, just a quick note. If you are not a member of Awakening Plus, you are always welcome on these live calls. But if you want to take it to the next level, become a member. There's a $1 the 30-day offer right now on awakeningplus.com. And if you want full access to the archive, over 280 events, the 16-part invocation masterclass, And we're now twice a month doing community calls, which are members only. And some of the events are now exclusive to members. That Tuesday night call that was referenced, the most powerful thing we've ever done, the shamanic breathwork, was a members only thing. So, boy, what a bargain for a buck. So check it out. If you want to work with me, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, all kinds of good stuff. It's all described there if you're interested. I wanted to, I see Pamela is back. Pamela, was there something more you wanted to say?
Yes, there was. I was going to ask you if you can overdo this or not, because I really want to do this again. Is it, I don't want to overdo it.
The allies are saying you cannot overdo Awakening Plus events.
Thank you.
The nature of them is that the divine allies are watching you constantly. They'll make sure you don't overdose with anything. It's not, not too much bliss, not too much challenge. And I think you will also feel when you feel, okay, I'm pretty saturated. I just need to chill and integrate for a while. So I dive in as deep as you want, but also notice when you are saturated and you just need to chill and integrate for a while and then come back and do more processes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Did you join the membership already?
I'm going to now, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you've got over 280 events waiting for you there, and they're just as potent as the live ones. So yeah, you'll get a field day.
It is a field day. I am so, so grateful that I discovered you. Yay. I think it was so Solana's show that I discovered you on.
Yay. I'm so glad.
Believe it or not.
I believe it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we should catch up with our, oh wait, we got a lot. I want to catch up with the chat.
I just wanted to.
Indy's here. Okay. No, remember, thank you for saying that. So again, the reason we closed is there may be some people now who need to step out, whether you're live or on the recording, and that's fine. This is kind of bonus time here. So we're out of formal process. So if anyone wants to leave now, you can leave. Or if you want to hang out and chat for a while. But normally we've turned the recorder off, but I was guided to leave the recording on because there's things going to be talked about here that will be helpful for those who listen to the recording.
Okay. Okay,
so gotcha. So this is bonus time. Great. Stay or leave as you wish right now.
This is Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi. So I'm here usually, and I almost decided not to come tonight.
Uh-huh.
And I have been having, for the last couple of days, a lot of neurological stuff going on in my right leg. It was either sciatica or varicose veins or a combination of the same. Okay. So anyway, I just at the beginning tonight, I decided to ask for help with that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So at the end, when Laurie started to talk, I was still in a trance. I didn't realize we were done yet. So anyway, as people were talking, I get up and I thought, I can't believe this is fixed. So I get up and I walked around and I'm moving my leg every which way to make sure it was okay. And it was. And it was interesting because I remember hearing you say you have to go through the pain so it could get worse. And it was getting worse and worse. And it was, my ankle was bothering, my knee was bothering. And I thought, oh my gosh. So anyway, I stuck with it. And now I feel like I'm totally, totally healed.
It's wow. Just well. That is so cool.
It's great. And I was afraid to, speak because I thought to myself, I'm going to speak too soon. I'm going to jinx myself. It just feels like it's all gone.
It could be.
Amazing.
Well, we serve and we get served. That's how it works.
I'm very grateful. So thank you.
Yeah, Carmen. Thank you, congratulations.
Hey, Carmen. It's a pleasure to meet you. I have seen you off and on through these calls, and I love the picture above you because it's your name. And I'm just, I think I may have spoken to you once or twice before, but you are just such a delight. And I just am so grateful to hear your voice.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, I'm delighted to be here. So thank you so much. And I really enjoyed what you had to say, Makisla. About your anniversary, that I can't believe it's been a year already, but I think that's amazing. So, yeah.
So a lot has transpired since. Thank you. Beth.
So happy for you, Carmen. That's so beautiful. Yes, Thank you.
Thank you very much. I feel very blessed. Thank you. So the poster behind me, I've had it for a long time. It's the poster from the Metropolitan Museum of Art for the opera Carmen.
Oh,
I don't know if you can see it. I don't have a lot of light.
Yeah, it's a little dim, but I can see it. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I see that Indy's here also. Indy, would you like to share?
Hey, yeah, I just want to thank you guys for another amazing session. Aww. It was really powerful.
Hey, Andy, I love your Christmas lights.
Thank you. I have them up year-round just to keep it festive around here. And I love all the blue and the purple lights. They help me and my chakra energies ascend a little bit just being around them.
Nice.
Or just recognize my ascension. And also, I felt really powerful purging energy through my finger in my right hand. I think it was my middle finger and my pointer finger. And when we were going through the session, I almost felt like there was like a pin going into my finger.
Wow.
And you had said like, wow, just if you feel a sensation in your hand, just go with it and just feel it and feel the sensation and be with it. Mm-hmm. And it was really powerful. And I felt that there was some energy being purged from my brainstem and was being exiting out through my hand.
Nice.
And it was just really powerful.
Yeah.
And somebody had told me before that our reticular formation in our brainstem is a place where we hold our self-limiting beliefs.
Really?
Yeah. And so I've been releasing some denial of shame that has manifested as rage for about 20 years. And I feel like it's past now from this session. It's just really, I have feelings of joy and euphoria and exuberance like never before. Feeling so great. Thank you so much.
Good job, brother. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah. And thanks you guys as well. And I wanted to also thank you for your article that you wrote, Negative Experiences Are a Golden Opportunity.
Ah,
thank you. Love that article.
Yes.
And I've shared it with a lot of my clients that I got through shadow work, and it's been extremely helpful. I can't thank you enough for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, that post no longer exists.
So okay.
When they go to that space now, they learn about the free 6-part invocation masterclass.
Even better.
It actually presents the same material much more effectively now. So instead of that great post, they're now gonna see, oh wow, I just plug in my name and email and I get this 6-part. They don't really learn about the invocations like before, but there's actually videos of me guiding them through the invocations for awakening and healing. So it's a much more effective presentation of the content now.
That sounds even better, and it's interactive. So that's wonderful. They can watch you say it right from your mouth. That's perfect.
Cool. So thanks for sharing that. I'm so glad it's helpful.
Yeah, thank you for sharing it before. And it's been so, so helpful. I can't even express my gratitude enough.
Thank you, Indy. Your just vibration is so shiny. It's just a delight to feel you.
Thank you. I've been teaming up with a new friend of mine, and we've been connecting to our past lives together back in the ancient times.
Sweet.
And we've discovered so much about our connection to the higher realm, and our spirit guides are here with us.
Oh man, that's just beautiful. Thank you.
May I ask, do you have any ties to Egypt?
I do. I'm amazed that you said that. I do. My ties to Egypt are Thoth, and my partner, she is Hathor. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And we're connected with Poimandres, the cosmic dragon of consciousness. That's mentioned in one of Thoth's books, but he wrote many books. He wrote 36,525 books in his lifetime.
Oh my after God. Having it. That'll give
yeah. you he's credited as having invented writing and arithmetic, but it was actually Hathor that did a lot of the things that she invented, a lot of the things in our civilization. And a lot of the goddesses have been taken out from taking credit for the things they did. She used it to communicate through different dynasties, diplomacy. I used it to create books that still exist today.
Wow.
As her servant and her consort.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. It's interesting because Sekhmet came while we were on the call. And I have not worked with her in a little while, but
I was grateful to feel her again. I have, yes. And so, but I can feel your Egyptian connection or lineage, whatever that is.
Yes.
It's very strong, actually. So, yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, she has a connection with Sekhmet as well. And we both have a lion and a lioness connection.
Wow.
And so it's very powerful. She's the flying lioness, and I have a connection with Narasimha, the lion avatar of Vishnu in Hinduism.
Nice.
I've heard of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a past life in Egypt, but I got involved in the pyramid scheme.
Good one. I've been in some pyramid schemes myself. Better climb to the top on those things.
OMG.
Thank you, brother.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Love your energy.
See you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Love your energy as well.
So I wanted, I see something typed here from Nathan. I just wanted to share this.
A while ago.
It's okay. Let's see. He said, I felt like I had moments of embodied awakening, but struggled with mind chatter more in this session. Compared to previous ones, it was still beneficial. Yeah, it varies. Sometimes you may just be fully in bliss and calm, and other times the mind may chatter more. Just perseverance, do your best every time, and over time it'll get smooth out and be less and less.
And what I'm learning about the mind is just saying to mind, here is your job. You have only one job right now, and that job is to observe what is going on inside, and giving the mind a job to just be still and observe. And that's very helpful. That's part of my practice right now.
Thank you. So we have some really juicy questions in the text. I want to address these.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, can you describe what the allies are doing with us more specifically? Not really. I'm being as specific as I can already. So if there's something, Laurie, who asked that, if you have a more specific question about how you want me to be more specific, then let me know. But no, I'm being already quite detailed with what they're doing. So, but again, if there's a specific something beyond that, let me know. And then someone typed, phew.
Can I chime in on
that? Oh, please, please.
So if you're wanting to know the answer to that question, then in the moment, address your higher self and ask your higher self, who is embodied within you, please give me the knowledge or please show me what's going on. You will be shown, and that might be helpful. Just ask. That's all you need to do is just ask.
Yay, asking. Okay, and then someone died. Phew, this was the most challenging one yet. The heavy energy was actually painful at times. It felt like it was pressure in the marrow of my bones, down my spine and arms and legs and ribs. I'm having to scroll this properly. It was sticking in various places and I had to cough a few times. It just kept going. Suddenly, I became aware of the galactic center. So I asked for Red Feather's presence. I got the image of someone pounding lightly on my back between my shoulder blades, and everything shifted to blue light internally, and the pain and discomfort completely left, replaced by peace and lightness. Phew.
Oh, wow.
Got a big healing. I'm being told that was your stuff. And you got a major clearing, and they took it to the level of intensity that was necessary to get the work done. And they made it intense, but again, not more than you could do.
Wow.
So I'm glad you got resolution on that. That's typically how they work. They'll make it as intense as it needs to be, but I can still say that I've never had anyone actually report genuine overwhelm in any of these events. It can get intense, but it's not too much.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to pay really close attention to what you can tolerate.
Thank you for sharing that, Gina.
Yeah.
Wow, bless you, honey.
So any other
Sorry, I'm trying to. That's me doing that.
Oh.
I was trying to see who was typing all of that.
Okay.
So there's where we left off.
Okay. All right, let me take care of one little piece of business here. So someone, I felt dense energy prying from my brain stem reticular formation. Oh, someone already spoke this. Yeah, he already spoke that. So we don't need to read what was verbalized.
That was him. In the thread.
Okay. Praying equals purging. Ha ha ha. Okay. Love you guys. Deeply grateful. Have to go. Astounding past life of many names. Mercury, aka Archangel Michael, Latin. Idris. Wow, let me see if Enoch? I can finger scroll this. This is just too
or
awkward.
Even if you just use the,
you know what? I'm going to maximize it.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Astounding past life of many names. Mercury, aka Archangel Michael, Latin. Idris Nibula Aka Al-Nukh, Arabic. So this is just a bunch of different names. This is way too much to read out loud. I'm sorry, but if
the inventor. Oh, so this is okay. All of the things that.
So this is Indy. Indy typed all the stuff he was talking about in greater detail. So yeah, there's a
beautiful.
Yeah, so that's amazing, but it's just too much to say. Thank you for sharing that, though. And then, let's see what else we have here. Why do I feel I don't remember much from the past hour? Because you were you were zoned out, dude. It's okay. Some people go to sleep and wake up and stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. It looks like Anne, did you want to speak something?
The same Anne person Wiesen? In many names. Oh, okay. Oh, all that list of names that Indy typed
right.
is the same being, just many, many names. Yeah. That's common.
Yeah. And if you want to take that all the way, there is only one being at all, which is the divine, absolutely everything is that one being.
That's right.
So you want to take that all the way back to concept.
Mm-hmm.
So we have someone else unmuted. It's Anne Wiesen, I think. Did I say that right?
Yes. How did I get unmuted? Was I unmuted the whole time?
I just saw your mic there a minute ago. So
okay. I'm glad I didn't interrupt. I went into a very deep, deep sleep. I heard the beautiful prayers and calling. Uh-huh. And you asked me to relax, and I did, and then just a few moments ago, I woke up and I felt very hot. I heard you say we would become radiators, and at that moment, I was just
like that.
Feeling how hot I felt.
You took me literally, huh?
Yeah. Let me check in and say hello here. There we are.
Oh, there you are.
Hi. Okay, good. Hey, so, I'm going to wait and see what happens. You know, I do feel very tingly and a little in my heart. What's the feeling? It's almost like I don't know.
Are you?
A little weak, actually. So maybe it was a little strong for me. You know, I did feel a lot of heat, and maybe I need to integrate a little bit.
Are you new to this process, or have you
been? Yes.
So was this your first time?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Okay. So when people get knocked out like that, what's happening is their divine part is going into a level their human can't access yet, but the divine part needs to be there to serve. And so the human part will knock out and go to sleep, and then at some point you'll wake back up. I've had this happen to me so many times in ceremonial space. Mm-hmm. So you haven't done anything wrong. You're perfectly fine. Okay. And you're also protected when you're unconscious in this field. So no harm will come to you either.
Okay.
So, and the heat is divine fire burning up heavy energy that doesn't serve you. Mm-hmm. So it's intense and by design, but they're also never going to give you more than you can do. Does that make sense?
I heard that part too.
Yeah.
So that made me feel good. Yes. Thank you. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome. So thanks for showing up. I hope you come back. And thanks so much for giving us a shot here.
And it would be helpful to drink as much water as you can. Although it is 9:30, obviously you'll be up peeing most of the night, perhaps. But the more water will also help to flush any chemical residue that the cells have released to let them get, you know, to let them flush away. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Good reminder. Thank you.
Welcome, Malone.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. And note, okay. They're saying just take good care, chill tonight, and then see how you feel tomorrow.
Will do. Will do. Thank you.
And yeah, when you have a big experience like that, it's good to really be quiet. You know, don't get into a lot of electronics, TV or music and stuff. Just really be chill. Stay away from the computer if you can, and just be chill and let it integrate.
And maybe even take a nice hot shower or a warm bath, you know, something like that, that will help to relax and let give the body permission to just release.
Yeah. Nurture yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
You've worked hard.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. Okay. I'm feeling a little bit of possible wrap-up energy. So last call for anything, whether it's a live comment or a typing or whatever it may be. So any last call for anything?
I know I already spoke, but can I share one more quick thing?
You go for it, Marla.
It's actually, I just wanted to speak really quickly about the breath work the other night, if that's okay.
Oh, you mean the shamanic breath work we did on Tuesday?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's okay on this call.
Fine with me. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I've done breath work for 2 years, but I've never done like an 81-minute session like that. So very powerful. And then afterwards, I fell into a very deep sleep on the floor. Uh-huh. And in the sleep, I was at my kitchen table and I was there with you, Benjamin. And I was painting a picture to try and show you what I wanted to communicate, but the paintbrush wasn't working. Nothing would appear on the canvas. Uh-huh. And I kept trying and trying. And then in the dream, the phone rang and I looked at the caller and it said, Marla Brennan, the imposter. Like, you know, Whoa. That's my name. And then in the dream, I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, they're on to me. And then I promptly woke up and then was able to get up and stumbled around because I was so out of it, and then fell into my bed and just fell asleep. Wow. And then today I was reviewing it and then, you know, was able to uncover that it was about, well, one interpretation could be it was about my former self. Uh-huh. And it was like, you know, who I had wanted to be has really dissolved this year. And I'm just becoming who I really am. Nice. So it was really awesome to go to that place and then get this really kind of bizarre message. So thank you.
And I'm wondering, I'm curious about the painting. I'm wondering if it was invisible paint that you were using. And perhaps you could call that back at another time if that feels good to you and ask for the ink to reveal itself. So it might be in another prayer time setting where you're just watching the canvas in your mind's eye and watching and asking for whatever was written to come forward, if you need to see it or if it's important for you to integrate that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And did you say at the beginning of the breath work that we are to draw afterwards? Was that
an optional process? In when you do a formal shamanic breath work, like I've been trained to do, we have like big pieces of paper and pastels, and there's a period after the breath work where people wander over to the thing and they take 15, 20 minutes to sort of visually try to express their journey as best they can. And that can be helpful to integrate the process. And that's why I put it in the instructions as an optional step or any other integration that is helpful. And if you do a lot of breath work, then you kind of can collect your images over time and they create sort of a record of your journey, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's especially, I've liked pastels especially because they can be a lot more expressive than crayons. Mm-hmm. But it's a recommended thing in the style of breath work that I've been trained in, but it's certainly not mandatory. Not everyone has pastels and art paper laying around, so you just can if you want to.
Thank you. And Makisala, congratulations on that tremendous recovery and what you both went through to get to this point. It really is amazing. And I've gone back and watched some of the YouTubes of, like, you know, when you were more like just after the stroke, and really incredible. So happy for you both, really.
Thank you, Marla.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for you're doing remarkably with your own journey with cancer. So you're a shining light too.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, thank you. Just look how bright and shiny she is.
She's just drinking in, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So glad you're showing up and helping raise the vibration of the whole thing. Indeed. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. So it looks like we have one more person who wants to. I've got a raised hand. So I'll ask this last person to unmute who says, oh, it's Brenda, iPhone 2. Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to tell you, thank you for holding this space, you know, for us tonight. And I also had a tingling in my fingers. And it actually started before you had said anything. And you said it, and I was like, this is so amazing. You know, the connections and stuff. And I really felt an overall healing of for so many, not just our group, but like a healing was going out amongst, you know. And I mean, yeah, it was really good. To talk about the other night, oh my goodness, that was amazing. Yeah, I had a experience similar to that with a full gospel church, and it wasn't I wasn't a member of the church. Somebody had told me about, you know, that they have healings and you know, prayer, worship, and this particular night, you know, it was anybody could just show up and, you know, go in. And I had a daughter who had been in an automobile accident and was, you know, it was pretty severe. And I didn't know which way our family was going to go or what was going to happen. Mm. And so I had a full body experience, and they ended up laying me on the floor, and I was there for like 35 minutes.
Wow.
And the other night it was such a similar experience, but I could tell it was even more spiritual. You know, like it was deeper and I was aware, but yet I have, the experience was just so wonderful. And again, the healing was huge. Like it was beyond the, you know, like the stars. It was huge. It was huge. And I have to tell you, I had been listening to a meditation, and one of your previous ones, and I can't remember which one it was, but it was about 6 weeks ago or so.
Okay.
And I had fell out and kind of dozed off. And then when I awoke, it was like, oh, I had to go take care of my daughter. So she's still with me. She's, you know, but anyway, I still care for her. And I end up falling. And when I fell, I didn't feel hurt. Mm. But then the next day it felt like I played a football game, you know. and so, you know, it's been a slow, you know, kind of coming back, and I haven't been able to move as much as normal, you know. My range was shortened, and right. I've been putting, you know, prayer to this and asking for a, you know, deep healing, that, you know, I'm just not accepting this. This is not my future, you know. You know. And so I had a really strong urge that I knew I needed to be on this call the other night. And again, I had said something about I felt like my arm was hurting and I wanted to put the heating pad on, but I had a voice telling me, no, let the experience bring you warmth. Mm. And I kept saying, but it's plugged in right here. I could just grab it. but the voice said, just trust. Mm. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go with it. I'll just, and I got to tell you, I have full range of motion in my arm. I have no pain. And it's like, there was things like I couldn't do before, like all this. And I actually have to lift, you know, like this for my daughter. And I wasn't lifting as much, and I could tell I was shifting my body because, you know, I didn't have the strength there, or if I tried to, it was painful. I'm not experiencing any of that.
Wow,
and it's unbelievable, unbelievable. And it's, I was so glad that I listened to it.
Yay.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This stuff's starting to get more and more powerful.
You know? Oh, I know.
We'll be doing more sonic breath. I'll be making new mixes, and we'll be doing more of that. So.
Yeah, that was fabulous. That was fabulous. And I could tell it was put together in a way that it wasn't allowing the mind to hang on to anything, you know? So it was making the mind do its own thing while energetic, you know, spiritual could do. It was wonderful. It was really wonderful.
That's such great. And, thank you, Brenda.
Yes. And I'm actually, I am so glad that your healing has come about and you are so miraculous. And I have to tell you, you have such a gentle, pure spirit that comes through and you both, you support each other. And, that I tell you, your feminine entity and this, it just shines. It really does. Your goddess shines. So I'm so, so grateful you're still here. And, your shining star is even brighter. I'll tell you, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. Thanks for that beautiful feedback, Brenda.
You're welcome.
Well, wow. That takes us out on a high note. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
All right.
All right. So we're going to wrap up. We've gone over about half an hour with the stuff. So thanks to those of you who stayed this long for the
extra.
That was a really juicy feedback and stuff. So thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm. So we're going to call it a night or an ending or whatever time of day it is for you, wherever you're at. Thanks for being here. And so grateful to all of you. Again, if you're not a member of Awakening Plus, check out awakeningplus.com and try our dollar for 30-day intro. And if you are excited about that Tuesday night event these people are talking about, that's in the archive now. So if you want a value thing, I mean, people routinely charge $100 for an event like that. So you can pay a dollar and have that experience if you want. So anyhow, thanks for being here. Mm-hmm. So grateful to everyone. I'm so excited about the momentum we have with Awakening Plus now. Mm-hmm. And super excited. Thanks so much to everyone, and goodbye for now.
Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Much love. Much love.